The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Hugh Bennett from North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Triangle Business Journal. Today's program is underwritten by Highwoods Properties, with its headquarters in Raleigh, North Carolina. Highwoods, a real estate investment trust, is committed to making our communities better places to live and work. Highwoods can be reached at 866-449-6637. Our cover story this week, the Fast 50 Awards, on the fast track. These companies are setting the pace for the Triangle economy as they add jobs and revenue. We will go right into the cover story this week to ensure that we have enough time to get through all of these companies. Fast 50, meet the 50 local private companies with the highest growth rates from 2022 to 2024. If time permits, we'll come back and read some of the other sections later. The first company among the Fast 50 is Aspida Financial Services, and the TBJ asked them, what is fueling your company's growth? And the answer was, our innovative technology platform, which drives efficiency and outstanding customer service. We've also built strong distribution with independent agents and financial institutions on the retail side, while expanding reinsurance partnerships globally, including Japan, with leading insurance companies. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Since launching less than 5 years ago, Aspida has quickly emerged as a top growth company, closing a $2.3 billion capital raise in December, writing $6.3 billion in premium last year, and growing assets to more than $25 billion. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Scaling toward $50 billion in assets while expanding our suite of products to meet evolving client needs. At the same time, we will strengthen retail distribution with agents and financial institutions, deepen global reinsurance partnerships, and advance our technology platform. How is the Gen Z workforce fitting into your company? At Aspida, 80% of our workforce is Gen Z and millennials. We're passionate about introducing Gen Z to the insurance industry and providing the culture they need to thrive. Through a fun, connected environment, we foster collaboration and meaningful relationships. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 50. What's the one thing keeping company leaders up at night? Balancing rapid growth with disciplined execution, scaling quickly requires constant focus on capital strength, ratings, and regulatory alignment, while never losing sight of delivering outstanding service and keeping our promises to policyholders. Aspida is headquartered in Durham. Their description is they're a life insurance and annuity company with over $25 billion in assets and backing from Ares Management. They have 190 employees in the Triangle, and they have 242 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Lou Hensley, the CEO and president. Our next Fast 50 honoree is Precision Walls, and the TBJ asked each of these companies the same questions. What's fueling your company's growth? Our growth has really been fueled by people. We're fortunate to have an incredible team whose dedication, talent, and willingness to keep learning has made all the difference. We've also been blessed with some of the best customers anywhere who continue to put their trust in us and push us to be better every day. In addition, our expansion into new geographic markets has opened doors for new opportunities. But at the heart of it all, it comes down to great people and loyal customers who inspire us to keep growing. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Continuing to invest in our people. Training and development have always been central to our success, and we believe that equipping our team members with their skills, tools, and opportunities to grow will ensure we're better able to serve our customers even better. By strengthening our team from within, we'll be prepared to meet new challenges, embrace innovation, and sustain the momentum that has fueled our growth. How is the Gen Z workforce fitting into your company? The Gen Z members of our workforce have been an outstanding addition to our company. They bring a fresh perspective, tremendous energy, and a willingness to adapt quickly, which has been a real asset in a fast-changing business environment. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 100. What's the one thing keeping company leaders up at night? making sure we're developing the next generation of leaders. Our growth has been built on strong people, and to sustain that success, we need to keep identifying, training, and empowering future leaders within our organization. Ensuring we have the right people ready to step into bigger roles is both our greatest challenge and our greatest opportunity. Precision Walls is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a premier specialty subcontractor company. They have 369 Triangle employees and 1,500 nationwide, or company-wide, I should say. And their top Triangle executive is Brian Allen, who's the president and CEO. Honoree number three is Allegiance Contracting Group. What is fueling your growth? Continued demand for housing and a shortage of qualified contractors that have the resources and management to partner with builders and developers to fill the need. What's the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Our growth over the past year has gained us a presence in the Pittsboro-Chatham Park area by contracting several sizable projects, leading to the opening of a second office to better serve our growing customer base. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Continue to manage our growth responsibly. We've seen too many contractors in our business get over their skis by taking on more than they can handle. We'll only grow to the extent that we can maintain the same high level of service to every customer. How is the Gen Z workforce fitting into your company? We have not yet experienced a significant Gen Z effect, but we're already aware of work-life focus and tech savviness in Gen Z workers and expect both challenges and opportunities as Gen Z employees increase. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 30. What's the one thing keeping company leaders up at night? Processing the big picture and setting strategy for the next steps toward those goals as we head into tomorrow. An Allegiance Contracting Group is headquartered in Raleigh. Their description is they are a turnkey site work. They have 200 Triangle employees, and that's their whole number, 200 total as well. And their top Triangle executive is Chuck Smith, who's the president. Veneer Installed Sales is Fast 50 honoree number four. What is fueling your growth? We have capitalized on our relationships and reputation in the Triangle to connect with national builders and other markets. Tracking our successes and following the data has helped us sharpen our skills and dial in our focus. We're counting on our technology and data to help us make strategic plans as we continue expanding our footprint. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? This past year, we finalized our centralization of all administrative roles to our corporate team. In doing so, we rolled out a proprietary app to all of our locations that helps connect and scale our field operations to the office. What is your top priority heading into 2026? We are currently navigating a slowdown in the real estate market. Our priority is to continue to bring value to the markets that will allow us to grow our market share. How is the Gen Z workforce fitting into your company? Gen Z is very literate in new technology, so they're fitting in well as we try new things. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 20. What's the one thing keeping company leaders up at night? Interest rates. We would like to see rates come down so homes are more affordable. And Veneer Installed Sales is headquartered in Smithfield. They are a full-service siding installer, providing best-in-class service to the top residential and multifamily builders in the country. They have 80 Triangle employees and 172 employees company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Maggie Lamp, the CEO. The next Fast 50 honoree is Insight Software. What is fueling your growth? Listening to customers. From organizational design to product development, Insight Software builds around customer priorities, ensuring it delivers value today while anticipating tomorrow's needs. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? The business has adopted dozens of AI tools across every function. AI tools like Gong and Forethought are enhancing sales and customer support, with the latter deflecting over 80% of cases during rollout. This is just one example of the strong foundation that continues to empower teams to focus on high-value work, delivering greater impact for customers. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Insight Software remains committed to empowering its customers with accessible financial data, turning information into strategic insights and competitive edge. How's the Gen Z workforce fitting into your company? With more than 2,600 employees across generations, Insight Software leverages diverse perspectives to stay competitive. Its Gen Z talent brings fresh approaches to collaboration and problem solving, while our cross-generational mentorship programs and defined career paths ensure they can build long-term careers. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? Insight Software intends to hire across regions and functions. What's the one thing keeping company leaders up at night? Through relationships with its more than 34,000 customers, Insight Software knows business leaders are preoccupied with changing market conditions. The companies that thrive are those with real-time insights that enable them to adapt faster than their competition by spotting opportunities and avoiding pitfalls before they become problems. Insight Software is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a provider of comprehensive solutions for the Office of the Chief Financial Officer. They have 2,682 employees company-wide, and their top Triangle executive is Chris Jurasek, the CEO. Our next honoree is Mark's Clearing and Grading Incorporated. What is fueling your growth? Speed of execution and the quality of our work. Mark's takes pride in consistently delivering high-quality projects ahead of schedule. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Marks has become the preferred site work partner for many national builders in our market. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Our priority is to keep building on the foundation of faith, family, and hard work that's gotten us here. We want to grow responsibly by strengthening our bottom line while establishing our development company as a trusted finished lot provider. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 25 to 30. And Mark's Clearing and Grading is headquartered in Wendell. They are a site work contractor. They have 175 employees locally, and that is their total. And their top Triangle executive is Tyler Marks, the owner and president. Honoree number 7, New Home Inc. What is fueling your growth? A dedicated team collaborating at a high level while streamlining processes to enhance daily operations. We strategically secure land that enables more closings while capitalizing on steady housing demand. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We've grown as a team, securing key land deals and hitting new closing goals. More importantly, we've earned this recognition by putting our customers first, listening to their needs, and solving their problems. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Our focus for 2026 is on securing the future of NHI by acquiring the right land and lots to support closings in 2027 and 2028. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 2 to 4. New Home Inc. is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a privately held home builder. They have 33 employees company-wide as well as in the Triangle. And their top Triangle executive is Dallas Polk, division president. Sun State Security is the next Fast 50 honoree. What is fueling your growth? Sun States has significantly invested in growth initiatives, including expanding our business development team across multiple markets, strengthening our management structure, and establishing partnerships to enhance our offerings. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We were ranked the 9th largest security services provider in North America, climbing 2 spots since last year's announcement. Competing with billion-dollar global organizations, this is a significant achievement for our team. What's your top priority heading into 2026? To remain a leading security solutions provider, we plan to achieve this by continuing to invest in our team and prioritizing our clients' needs. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 6,000. Sun State Security is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a security solutions company. They have 1,500 employees in the Triangle and 6,500 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Dennis Kelly, the CEO. Honoree number 9 is Pendo.io. What is fueling your growth? Leaders need to track the performance of agents and conversational AI. Pendo has a series of new AI products that help customers get faster insights. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Pendo acquired Forward.ai and reintroduced it as Pendo Predict. Pendo Predict combines software usage data with other business data into algorithms that predict business outcome. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Delivering a platform that supports customers today while evolving to help them through their AI transformation. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 250 to 300. Pendo.io is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a software experience management platform. They have 385 employees in the triangle and 860 company-wide. Their top triangle executive is Todd Olson, CEO and co-founder. Fast 50 honoree number 10 is Yardneek. What is fueling your growth? A balanced strategy of organic expansion, strong business partnerships, and strategic acquisitions. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Yardneek acquired 6 commercial landscaping companies across the Southeast, adding $50 million in annual revenues. Alongside this strategic growth, Yardneek's strong organic expansion has propelled the company to rank number 23 on the list of the top 100 lawn and landscape companies in the nation. What's your top priority heading into 2026? To continue expanding its footprint across the Southeast by closely aligning with the needs of current customers. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 700. Yardneek is headquartered in Morrisville, and as stated, they are a landscape company. They have 300 Triangle employees and 2,500 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Brian Dumont, the CEO. Our next honoree is Aligned Technology Group. What is fueling your growth? Our services business continues to expand within the AWS ecosystem. Our growth is fueled by cloud and data modernization, Gen AI adoption, and deep AWS alignment. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Our team has made significant strides in advancing our AWS partnership and solution capabilities. We earned multiple new competencies in 2025. What's your top priority heading into 2026? To continue developing business accelerators, IP, and platforms that empower our customers to securely leverage AWS. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 10. Allied Technology Group is headquartered in Raleigh. They provide services to migrate and modernize in the cloud. They have 18 Triangle employees and 31 company-wide. Their top executive in the Triangle is John Zemanek, the managing director. PayBright is the next honoree, number 12. What is fueling your growth? Our agent-first go-to-market model paired with hands-on support and local relationship-driven selling has been key to our success. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? PayBright has scaled to around 15,000 merchants nationally with about 900 to 1,000 independent agents, all with zero debt and no outside investment. What's your top priority heading into 2026? We will aim to sustain disciplined growth while maintaining high service quality for merchants and agents. That means expanding the agent network responsibly and bringing the next wave of technology offerings online. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 15 to 20. PayBright is headquartered in Raleigh, and they are a payment processing company. They have 35 employees in the Triangle and 55 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Dustin Magaziner, the CEO. D.A. Everett Construction Group is our next honoree. What is fueling your growth? Strategic focus, operational excellence, and strong client relationships. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Working with joint venture partners on several area projects, the NC Department of Health and Human Services Headquarters, the Raleigh Convention Center, Red Hat Amphitheater, Raleigh-Durham International Airport, and the RTI campus. What is your top priority heading into 2026? continuing to deliver best-in-class results across its core verticals while deepening client relationships and expanding its regional footprint. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 5 to 10. D.A. Everett Construction Group is headquartered in Raleigh and Charlotte. They are a construction management and general contracting firm. They have 15 employees in the Triangle and 26 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Donovan Everett, CEO and president. Fast 50 honoree number 14 is McAdams. What is fueling your growth? Deliberate diversification, strategic market selection, and a strong employer brand. We work on some of the region's biggest, most complex projects across 8 fast-growing southern metros. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We closed 3 acquisitions, added recruiters to support additional hiring, and deepened our decade-long diversification into transportation, healthcare, education, and public markets. What's your top priority heading into 2026? To continue delivering the highest quality work for our clients, we remain committed to creating thoughtful, lasting experiences in the communities we serve, ensuring every project leaves a positive, enduring impact. McAdams is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a civil engineering, land planning and transportation, and more. They have 289 employees in the Triangle and 570 across the whole company. Their top Triangle executive is Mike Munn, president and CEO. Dogwood State Bank is our next honoree. What is fueling your growth? Through our focus on developing and deepening relationships, we have been able to fuel our growth. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We completed the acquisition of Community First Bank. This acquisition broadened our within the South Carolina market, bringing a wealth of opportunities to introduce Dogwood to the upstate customers. What is your company's top priority heading into 2026? As we head into 2026, we will work to ensure our customers and communities are supported in reaching their financial goals. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 30. Dogwood State Bank is headquartered in Raleigh, and they are a community bank. They have 70 Triangle employees and 247 throughout the whole company. Their top Triangle executive is Steve Jones, the CEO. Honoree number 16 is Withers Ravenel. What is fueling your growth? The trust of our clients and the dedication of our teammates. We serve a diverse mix of public and private sector clients whose referrals continually open doors to new opportunities across the markets we serve. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We've accelerated our statewide presence. We expanded into the Outer Banks while continuing to grow in Charlotte and Wilmington, strategically strengthening our reach across North Carolina. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Continuous improvement. For us, this means constantly raising the bar across every aspect of our organization. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? About 100. Withers Ravenel is headquartered in Cary. They're an engineering, geomatics, and planning consultancy. They have 334 Triangle employees and 482 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Jim Canfield, the president and CEO. HIP Design and Consulting is the next honoree on the list. What is fueling your growth? We're proud to maintain 95% repeat business rate. With the recent surge in funding across the life sciences sector, many of our long-standing clients are expanding into major projects. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Our headcount has doubled since 2023. Our growth focuses on strengthening our existing relationships while expanding into new territories. What is your top priority heading into 2026? We've had a few large projects that have propelled growth, and we want to keep riding that wave and serving our clients with a quality product. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? About 15. HIP Design and Consulting is headquartered in Raleigh. They are an engineering and architectural solutions company. They have 70 Triangle employees and 94 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Bud Hip, the CEO. Ken Harvey Holmes is our next honoree. What is fueling your growth? North Carolina is a great place to live, and all the people coming here have helped us become the builder we are. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Our dedication to quality and customer service, along with the right professional partners, have allowed our sales to grow exponentially. We have built great homes and great prices so that our homeowners have a great investment. What's your company's top priority heading into 2026? Quality, customer service, land, and lot position. Along with these, our goal is continued growth. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 3. Ken Harvey Homes is headquartered in Wake Forest. They are a residential custom home builder. They have 10 employees in the Triangle and 11 company-wide. Their top Triangle executives are Brad Hartman and Andy Beard. BioAgilytics is honoree number 19. What is fueling your growth? 2 factors. First, our current customers are bringing more studies to us as a result of their satisfaction with the quality of science and scale we offer for them for their studies. Over 90% of drug developers who start Phase 1 studies with BioAgilytics continue with us for their Phase 2 and 3 studies. Second, our investment in the more cutting-edge modalities and science is resulting in many new customers bringing their more advanced scientific programs to us, such as cell and gene therapies, RNA therapeutics, and antibody drug conjugates. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We expanded our labs in Durham, Hamburg, Germany, and Melbourne, Australia, enhanced our LC/MS and CMC analytical capabilities, and in the past 5 years, we've supported approximately 35% of the biologics approved by the FDA. BioAgilytics is headquartered in Durham, and they are a bioanalytical services company. They have 608 employees in Triangle and 1,096 total company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is David Mulho, CEO. Primo Partners is our next honoree. What is fueling your growth? Our mission-driven approach resonates strongly with Triangle consumers. Our strategic partnership with Godwin Capital Group in 2025 provides the capital foundation to support continued growth. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Double-digit revenue growth while navigating significant headwinds in the QSR industry. We've strengthened our position as a multi-unit, multi-brand organization through successful Starbucks operations alongside our Ben & Jerry's portfolio. What's your top priority heading into 2026? To continuing to grow our business while staying true to who we are. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 25. Primo Partners is headquartered in Marietta, Georgia. They are a quick-serve restaurant consulting and development company. They have 30 employees in the Triangle and 300 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Antonio McBroom, the CEO. Fulton Peak Capital is honoree number 21. What is fueling your growth? Focus on being the best operators of real estate. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We've grown from 1 team member to approximately 70 team members over the past 3 years. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Scale our platform to grow into current markets as well as new markets. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 15 to 30. Fulton Peak Capital is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a multifamily investment platform. They have 22 employees in the Triangle and 68 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Jack Cottrell, the managing partner. The next Fast 50 honoree is August Construction Solutions. What is fueling your growth? Delivering projects based on our core values in service of our clients. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Steadfastly standing behind our integrity and work ethic. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Increased profitability. And how many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 6 to 10. August Construction Solutions is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a general constructor. They have 18 Triangle employees and 29 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Michael Iovino, the president. Levitate is our Fast 50 number 23. What is fueling your growth? The passion of employees, the loyalty of 7,500 plus customers, and the mission to help businesses thrive in a new generation of MarTech and AI. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Expanded operations to Canada and grew its network across industries. Levitate was again on the Inc. 5000 list and was ranked the 195th fastest growing company in North America on the Deloitte Technology Fast 500, showcasing fiscal year revenue growth of 595% from 2020 to 2023. What is your top priority heading into 2026? Rapid growth through deeper industry focus and AI innovation. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 75. Levitate is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a service as a software provider. They have 242 Triangle employees and 265 across the whole company. Their top Triangle executive is Jesse Lipson, the CEO. Honoree number 24 is Vets Pets. What is fueling your growth? Innovation and our people. From launching our home delivery pharmacy to expanding services, we are creating new ways to support clients and patients. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? While veterinary visits have declined nationally, our visits are up. We credit this to the resources we provide our teams, a strong culture, and the advantage of being part of a thriving North Carolina community. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Equipping teams with the right tools and support so they can do more, earn more, and deliver exceptional care. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? We do not have a set hiring target. Vets Pets is headquartered in Wilson. They are a network of small animal veterinary hospitals. They have 841 employees company-wide, and their top Triangle executive is Steve Thomas, the CEO. Honoree 25 is Dash Carolina. What is fueling your growth? Fearless innovation, a culture of accountability, and a commitment to five-star client experiences. We invest in bold marketing, cutting-edge technology, and top-tier talent. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We've doubled down on what works and cut the fluff. By building a culture of accountability, leveraging bold marketing campaigns, and mastering digital lead generation, we've outperformed the market. What's your top priority heading into 2026? 2026 is a domination year. Dash is firing on all cylinders. Growth is compounding, culture is magnetic, and profits are multiplying. Agents thrive, clients rave, and partners stick. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 5 to 10. Dash Carolina is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a real estate brokerage, and they have 42 employees. Top Triangle executive is Quentin Dane, owner and CEO. McKim and Creed is Fast 50 honoree number 26. What is fueling your growth? We are in strong, growing markets in the southern and eastern U.S. The business climate in the regions we operate in are such that it is driving the need for infrastructure, housing, healthcare expansions, and expanded educational facilities. We're also seeing benefit from federal funding of infrastructure from previous legislation. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? McKim and Creed completed four-year growth of 55% since 2021. Growing 6% in 2024 and increased sales in 2024 by almost 30%. What's your top priority heading into 2026? To capitalize on the strong sales growth while addressing how we leverage AI and technology in our service offerings and operational efficiencies. McKim and Creed is headquartered in Raleigh. They are an engineering and surveying firm. They have 147 Triangle employees and 960 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Street Lee, the CEO. Our next honoree is Bro Construction. What is fueling your growth? Strong relationships, a hands-on family approach, and a proven track record of quality work. By focusing on municipal and NC Department of Transportation projects and continually investing in our people and equipment, We built the trust and capacity needed to take on larger, more complex infrastructure projects across North Carolina. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We've invested in new equipment, enhanced internal systems, and expanded our workforce. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Expanding our role on larger general contractor projects while leaning further into specialized concrete and infrastructure work. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 15 to 20. Bro Construction is headquartered in Selma. They are a concrete contractor. They have 90 Triangle employees and the same number company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Jillane Brown, the president. Patagonia Health is Fast 50 honoree number 28. What is fueling your company's growth? With more than 300 clients, our federally certified software helps health organizations achieve better outcomes. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Steadily added large counties and state agencies to its client roster. By working with customers to tailor solutions to their needs, the company has deepened its reputation for customer referenceability, a key factor in winning new business. What is your top priority heading into 2026? Bring one statewide contract live while simultaneously managing the seamless rollout of another. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 6 to 8. Patagonia Health is headquartered in Cary. They are EHR Practice Management and Billing Solution Company. They have 40 employees in the Triangle and 66 across the company. Their top Triangle executive is Ashok Mathur, the CEO. Store Office Environments is our next honoree. What is fueling your growth? The diversification of our service offerings and the strength of our teams behind them. By expanding beyond furniture to include relocation, storage records, management, and logistics, we're able to meet a broader range of client needs. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Expanded service offerings, delivering complex projects across industries, and deepening long-standing client partnerships. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Fueling growth by aligning technology with the future of workplace design. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 100. Store Office Environments is headquartered in Raleigh. They are an office solutions company. They have 160 Triangle employees and 205 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Tom Van de Gooch, or Gutch, I'm not sure. That's G-U-T-C-H-E. He's the CEO. Fast 50 honoree number 30 is PMC Commercial Interiors. What is fueling your growth? An extraordinary team dedicated to adding value for customers. Ambitious leaders who push for improvement. Companies and institutions that understand the connection between place and a high-performing culture. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Consecutive 3-year run of over 10% annual growth in an industry that is relatively flat. Geographic expansion, growth with our team now over 200 employees. What's your top priority heading into 2026? A successful transition to an enhanced ERP system. Successful fit-up and relocations to one new office and 2 new distribution centers. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 10 to 15. PMC Commercial Interiors is headquartered in Raleigh. They are an office design solutions company. They have 73 employees in the Triangle and 202 company-wide. The top Triangle executive is Harry Chalker, the CEO. Inserve Corp is our next honoree. What is fueling your company's growth? Pharmaceutical market demand and expansion of our hygienic fabrication capabilities, supported by long-term client relationships and repeat work. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Acquisition and startup of a 30,000-square-foot hygienic fabrication shop, expanding clean utility capacity and supporting schedule critical projects. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Delivering best-in-class service while maintaining safety, quality, and schedule certainty. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? We still have key management and field craft positions to fill and will hire as project needs require. Inserv Corp is headquartered in Fuquay, Varina. They are an industrial contractor. They have 425 Triangle employees and 525 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Ralph Stingo, the president. McConnell Golf is the next honoree. What is fueling your company's growth? Number one, access to clubs within a short drive. Number two, belief in challenging the status quo. Number three, AI-driven accounts payable software. And number four, inclusive culture with pure golf focus. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Added Cobblestone Golf Club in South Carolina to the portfolio. Membership waiting list is up 22%. Revenue is up 10%, surpassing $100 million this year. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Embracing innovation and technology that enhance the member experience. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? Our focus is not on expanding headcount, but on investing in development and opportunities to strengthen the team. McConnell Golf is headquartered in Raleigh. They are the owner of 18 private golf clubs in the Southeast. They have 357 Triangle employees and 1,617 company-wide. John McConnell is the CEO and their top executive in the Triangle. CQC Home is honoree number 33. What is fueling your company's growth? Our integrated design-build model, which delivers one accountable team from concept to completion. This process earns repeat clients and referrals while attracting large, complex projects. The Triangle is rapidly growing, but there is limited land and not everyone wants new construction. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We scale to whole home remodels and large additions without sacrificing client satisfaction or profitability. What is your top priority heading into 2026? Expanding into custom home building while continuing to lead in large-scale renovations. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 2 to 3. CQC Home is headquartered in Durham. They are a design-build firm. They have 30 Triangle employees and 30 in total. Their top Triangle executive is Ken Combs, the CEO. McNeil Burbank Homes is number 34 on the Fast 50 list. What is fueling your growth? The Triangle offers a great place to live and work. Selecting the right opportunities and focusing on product design has allowed us to capitalize on the growth. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We have significantly grown our volume of high-end product. We have also expanded into new segments for additional diversity. With an excellent team, we've grown our business by more than 50% over the last 2 years. What is your company's top priority heading into 2026? Watching the changes in the market and adjusting our offerings accordingly. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 2. McNeil Burbank Homes is headquartered in Raleigh, and as expected, they are a home building company. They have 18 employees in the Triangle and company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Joe Robinson, the president and managing partner. The Eno Company is number 35. What is fueling your growth? Our work is more than building projects. It's about serving people with excellence and purpose. By creating raving fans through genuine partnership, we're able to take on complex projects where precision and creativity matter most. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Added 5 team members, more than doubled annual sales, and is on track to double revenue from last year. We established our new office and built a brand centered on exceptional service. What is your top priority heading into 2026? To continue fostering Eno's culture and investing in our people, our greatest asset. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 5 to 6. The Eno Company is headquartered in Durham. They are a general contractor. They have 13 Triangle and company-wide employees. And their top executive is Matt Wall, the co-founder. Next is Audio Advice. What is fueling your company's growth? Audio Advice has attracted the best home audio, video, and smart home experts in its showroom and e-commerce teams. Audio Advice combines this expertise with a massive product selection that is the lowest price in the market. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We expanded into Wilmington and simultaneously expanded our online offering and the breadth of our offering in our Raleigh and Charlotte showrooms. What's your top priority heading into 2026? We remain focused on delivering exceptional customer service and happiness to our customers, teammates, and vendors. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 50. Audio Advice is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a home audio, television, and smart home systems company. They have 50 employees in the Triangle and 100 company-wide. Their top Triangle executive is Scott Newman, the CEO. Fast 50 honoree number 37 is Gateway Building Company. What is fueling your company's growth? Investing in and trusting our people, empowering both office and field staff to uphold Gateway's high standards while helping refine and improve our processes. By scaling responsibly, strengthening repeat client relationships, and focusing on the mid-market niche, we're able to expand without sacrificing quality. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Expanding into new market sectors, including industrial, manufacturing, and life sciences, while deepening trusted relationships. What is your top priority heading into 2026? To grow in industrial, manufacturing, and life sciences, while building on our strong portfolio in hospitality, food and beverage, and workplace projects. Gateway Building Company is headquartered in Durham. They are a commercial general contractor. They have 38 Triangle employees and 38 company-wide. Their top executive is Jack Moore, president. Beam General Contractors is next on the list. What is fueling your growth? We have diversified our portfolio of commercial building products to better serve how the Triangle lives, works, and plays. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Beam's revenues have increased at a controlled rate, yielding growth at nearly 10% year over year. Adding personnel drove us to move our office. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Our firm just completed our five-year strategic planning. We will focus on completing our technology improvement campaign in the next year. Additionally, we will fill positions for a healthy book of backlog, the largest we've had in our company's history. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 6 to 8. Beam General Contractors is headquartered in Raleigh. They build and renovate commercial buildings. They have 33 employees in the Triangle and in the company. Their top Triangle executive is Tom Antoine, the president and CEO. National Coatings is the next honoree. What is fueling your growth? Our relentless pursuit of excellence and dedication to our craft and industry. We set both short-term and long-term goals, which we actively discuss and plan for on a weekly basis. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Strategic hiring of Chief Operating Officer, Chief Financial Officer, and Vice President of People and Culture, along with being awarded a record project in one of our divisions. What is your top priority heading into 2026? To recruit and train skilled craftsmen while restructuring internal operations. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 25 to 35. National Coatings is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a painting, sandblasting, and industrial coatings and more company. They have 34 employees in the Triangle and 84 across the entire company. Their top Triangle executive is Zeb Hadley, the CEO. Fast 50 number 40 is Atticus. What is your company's top priority heading into 2026? As we head into our MY26, which begins in October, scaling and acclimating human resources structure and staffing and systems and processes to accommodate portfolio proliferation while optimizing current commercialization with a continued commitment to pipeline development continues to drive our day-to-day priorities. However, themed as mobilization ready, Atticus is focused on proficiency in MY26 with each Susita That's SUCITTA, Warrior, commanding their respective position. Additionally, while we're comfortable with sourcing entering MY26, the tariff yo-yo will also keep us on our toes. Atticus is headquartered in Cary. They're a manufacturer of battle-tested chemistries for pest control. They have 84 employees in the Triangle and 132 across the country, the company. Their top Triangle executive is Randall Kennedy, the CEO. Clancy and Thays Construction is our next honoree. What is fueling your company's growth? By emphasizing pre-construction excellence, cost modeling, virtual design, and construction technology, the firm consistently delivers value. Guided by its core values, safety, stewardship, passion, and collaboration, Clancy and Thays continues to expand across the Southeast. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Clancy and Thays has achieved growth fueled by major public project wins, including the Raleigh Convention Center expansion, the Red Hat Amphitheater relocation, State Highway Patrol Auditorium, Dorms and Training Center, Smoky Hollow Park, and the NC State Fairgrounds Midway Center. Clancy and Thays is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a construction company. They have 170 Triangle employees and 430 across the company. And their top Triangle executive is Baker Glasgow, the president. Fast 50 honoree number 42 is Golden Corral. What is fueling your growth? The passion of our team members and franchisees, all committed to delivering a guest experience built on exceptional quality, value, and variety. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Continue to grow with an even more intense focus on technology, off-premise dining, food innovation, and people development. What is your top priority heading into 2026? Accelerated growth through the expansion of our buffet restaurants, our new to-go concept, international development, increased off-premise sales, and best-in-class guest experience. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 12 for our support center and more people at restaurants across the country. Golden Corral, of course, is headquartered in Raleigh. They are a buffet restaurant brand. They have 45 employees in the Triangle and around 26,000 across the company. Their top Triangle executive is Lance Trenery, the president and CEO. Stored Technology Solutions is our next honoree. What is fueling your growth? Our commitment to being a true full-service IT and security partner. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? Stored Tech has focused on expanding its presence in the Triangle after 8 years in Raleigh and 15 years in business. Reinforcing this commitment, the company relocated its headquarters to Raleigh in January. Additionally, we've invested in innovative technologies to enhance our own operations and to help our customers adopt these tools to fuel their growth. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Our top priority continues to be instilling a security-first mindset across our client base. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? At least 10. Stored Technology Solutions is headquartered in Raleigh. They are an IT managed service provider. They have 22 Triangle employees. And their top Triangle executive is Bill Bowser, the Vice President of Service Delivery. Next honoree on the list is Law Offices of James Scott Farron. What is fueling your growth? There is a significant need for skilled legal representation throughout the Carolinas for parties who are injured and are up against powerful interests. We have a team of dedicated employees who embody a client-first mentality and help us meet these challenges. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? The firm recovered more than $240 million in total for 5,000-plus people in 2024 alone. What is your top priority heading into 2026? To use innovations like AI to improve our services and run our operations more efficiently. We will also strive to continue giving back to the community. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 40. The Law Offices of James Scott Farron is headquartered in Durham. They are a personal injury law firm. They have 168 employees in the Triangle and 289 across the company. Their top executive is James Scott Farron, CEO and president. Economy Exterminators is next. What is fueling your growth? The commercial side of our business. We show up, listen, understand our clients' needs, and put in the work to live up to the high standards we set for ourselves. What has the company achieved over the past year to garner this recognition? We've expanded our commercial client base and challenged ourselves with more complex contracts that showcase our team's expertise. We believe in a one-call resolution philosophy, where we strive to solve the customer's problem on the first phone call, not the ninth. What's your top priority heading into 2026? Taking a more aggressive approach at expanding the commercial side of our enterprise and continuing to be a leader within this space. How many employees will you hire in the next 12 months? 10 to 12. Economy Exterminators is headquartered in Apex. They are a pest management services and crawl space solutions company. They have 60 employees in the triangle and 103 across the company. Their top triangle executive is Greg Canning, the president. We don't have time to read the last five in total, but I'll give you some of the details of the last five honorees. Custom Home Exteriors is number 46. They are a residential and multifamily exteriors company. They're headquartered in Garner. Syncrogistics is headquartered in Raleigh. They're a logistics firm. They have 28 triangle employees, and their top executive is Erica Jackson, the president. Honoree number 48 is LM Restaurants. They are headquartered in Raleigh. They're a hospitality group. They have 707 triangle employees and 1,962 nationwide. Their top triangle executive is Amber Moshikos, the president. The Jim Allen Group, Coldwell Banker HPW, is number 49. They're a brokerage firm in Raleigh. They have 85 real estate agents and 30 staff. They have 115 total employees, and Jim Allen is their president. And honoree number 50 is Creo. They're a consultant services in healthcare and life sciences company, headquartered in Durham. Today's program is underwritten by Highwoods Properties. With its headquarters in Raleigh, North Carolina, Highwoods, the real estate investment trust, is committed to making our communities better places to live and work. Highwoods can be reached at 866-449-6637. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Business Journal. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Again, I'm Hugh Bennett, reading for North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138.